Hey, Lily Wong here, and this is Fly with Lily podcast. Life can throw us unexpected curveballs of all kinds, from the loss of a loved one, career change, or family problems. For me, it was the loss of my mother and my marriage. The worst experiences of my life led to the most euphoric learning experience and life journey I ever could have imagined. My journey led me dive within myself, overcome my fears, drop disempowering beliefs, and remove mental limitations. From motivation, language learning, business, nomadic life stories, or world travel, to just plain dropping your baggage, Fly with Lily podcast offers the inspiration you need to open yourself to this world of opportunities without limits. Life is short and the world is wide. In winter 2018, I was working hard on the promotion for my travel business and trying to achieve my ambition of winning a financial prize. Due to the time difference between Spain and China, I started working as soon as I got up and often worked through the day. I frequently forgot about lunch and was often exhausted in the evenings. By Christmas Eve, I had hit my goal for that promotion, but I felt sad. I was sick and lying in bed. I decided to book a trip to Prague in February, where my friend Sonia had invited me earlier. After booking the trip, I started to look forward to it, and the next day, I felt so much better. So I think the antidote to my sickness and boredom was definitely a vacation. Then I got another invitation to Iceland in January 2019. While there, I met Pally, who was a local marine engineer. We liked each other and wanted to get to know each other better, although we were both unable to make a commitment due to the long distance. We met in different countries for vacation that year. Pally would work really hard at sea for 2 to 3 weeks and then had 1 week free, which was great for him to fly to see me. In between those meetings, I feel so restless and excited about our next meeting that I decided to fill gaps in my schedule with more trips and adventures. I was in Europe, Asia, and even flew to South America that year. Even when I was back in Barcelona, I had decided to open up my apartment for couch surfers just to immerse myself in travel vibes and keep my life busy. That decision opened up so many opportunities to deepen some of the most important friendships in my life. Elia, who was also from Taiwan, was the first couch surfer I hosted in my apartment and became my assistant for my business. Another guest was Håvard, a young Norwegian musician who stayed alone the first night before returning back to visit and stay with me with his two tall roommates from Oslo. We ended up meeting again in his home in Oslo when they became my hosts. Pablo, a sweet Argentinian traveler, came to stay with me for 2 nights in Barcelona, and then we met up again in Bratislava while he was having a working holiday during my Euro journey. I also had a couple of really successful podcasting meetups and workshops in my apartment. However, the stress of growing a physical business in Barcelona and an existing online business which allowed me to see the world more freely was becoming overwhelming. It reached a point where I had to renew my entrepreneur residency, which was a complicated and time-consuming process. To make matters worse, there were political riots in Barcelona at the time, and the political situation had become very heated. While all this was going on, I was eager to see Pally. However, we were not ready for a full-blown relationship. There was an important decision to be made. Should I stay in Europe or should I leave? I had been offered a tempting publishing contract in China, which I was very excited about, and also had discovered my desire to make up with my father back in Taiwan. Ever since splitting up with my ex-husband a few years ago, we hadn't talked much. As time went by, I started to better understand his perspective and wish to protect his daughter. He was going to turn 80 years old the next year, and I thought that I would feel regret if I missed celebrating it together. So, I made up my mind to exit Europe, and then bought a 2-month Euro pass to enjoy it before I went back to Taiwan. I made a plan to see all the cities I had always been wanting to visit before sharing the routes and plans with my students online to make some extra money to cover my expenses. Thank God, moving out my 2-bedroom apartment in Barcelona was pretty smooth too. I gave away most of my belongings and sold my furniture online. I had my last podcasters meetup in my almost empty apartment. And afterwards, my podcaster friends took all my trash down to the garbage. A couple of friends came to fix and repaint the walls of my recording studio where I had put several acoustic foams which damaged the walls. After this, the apartment was as new as when I first moved in. One night, while I was in my almost empty apartment, I thought that I had made a mistake. I got cold feet before my trip due to the fact I had always hated traveling in winter. Winter in Europe was always gloomy in my opinion, and I was also afraid that I might get sick or be unable to continue my trips. Although I had already made an announcement to my friends, students, and my podcast listeners that I was going, I was scared and wanted to quit. If not now, then never. The encouraging voice came to me when I was almost swallowed by my fear and ready to call it quits. Then I handed my keys to the real estate agent and made my first trip. The fear dissipated as soon as I started my journey. Stay tuned, there's much more to come. In the next episode, I'll be sharing my emotional journey and encounters while traveling by train in Spain. This has been another episode of the Fly with Lily podcast. So what now? Go to flywithlily.com to download my gift for you to help work on your abundant lifestyle, or contact me directly for a consultation. This show takes a lot of work and planning, so if you enjoyed it, please consider a 5-star review on iTunes, following on Facebook and Instagram at Fly with Lily, or come up and give our crew a hug on the street when you are on your journey. Thanks for listening, and remember, life's curveballs can be your best opportunities.